Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Kerwood. Australians call it the Big Dry. For 15 years, southeastern Australia has been suffering from a severe drought, leaving it bone dry and parched. Perfect conditions for the deadly bushfires that recently tore through the region, destroying forests and farms, devastating homes and lives. Caroline Umenhofer is a fellow at the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre. She says southeast Australia has had droughts before, but never like this.
It's unprecedented in its intensity, and it has been unclear what has caused this big dry. Now, Australia has had major iconic droughts over the last 120 years, like the Federation drought, the World War II drought. But this latest drought, the Big Dry, is really something that people haven't seen before because it's so intense.
Well, what is causing this? If you've never seen something like this before, how do you account for it?
What is surprising is that normally drought conditions over eastern Australia associated with El Niño, La Niña cycles in the Pacific Ocean. These are temperature changes that affect the rainfall and circulation over the whole Pacific Ocean and the surrounding areas. However, what we could find is that El Niño is not able to explain this latest drought, the Big Dry. Instead, what we found is actually that the cause lies in Indian Ocean temperatures.
So something is happening that's different in the Indian Ocean. What is it?
Yes. The Indian Ocean has a similar phenomenon to the El Niño-La Niña cycle. It's called the Indian Ocean Dipole, and it's a naturally occurring phenomenon and has been known for some time to influence Australian climate and Australian weather. The dipole oscillates between positive and negative phases and has neutral years in between as well. So the negative and the positive are the two extremes. And the normal wet conditions that you experience over southeastern Australia are linked to the negative Indian Ocean Dipole event, which we haven't seen over the last 17 years.
And the negative event would bring wet weather, and so you've had this prolonged dry weather.
Exactly. During the negative phase, we have wet conditions over the southeast of Australia. And the last Indian Ocean Dipole event of the negative phase occurred in 1992. That is unusual. We haven't anywhere in the record over the last 120 years that we've investigated seen a similarly prolonged period without a single negative event. And therefore, these drought and sustained drought conditions in the southeast.
Well, could it be that the Indian Ocean is getting warmer and that's why you're getting more positive dry events in southeast Australia?
The Indian Ocean has certainly been getting warmer. Most of the Earth's ocean have been getting warmer, but the Indian Ocean in particular. And there might be indications that this could lead to changes in the characteristics of Indian Ocean Dipole events.
You know, back in 2007, the United Nations panel on climate change predicted that there was going to be an increase in intensity and frequency of droughts right there in southeast Australia.
Yes. This is consistent with prediction or projections what could be expected under global warming or climate change. But this is not work that I have done. Like, we have not so far investigated if there have been changes in frequency of the Indian Ocean Dipole. However, other work by colleagues has suggested that we might be moving towards more positive events in the Indian Ocean Dipole. And that is linked to a strengthening East Asian monsoon and to drier conditions over Australia, which wouldn't be very good news for Australia.
So if I hear you correctly, you really can't say whether climate change is responsible for this very unusual weather that you're having in southeast Australia.
That is correct. It's not possible or very hard to attribute a single event to climate change. However, if you think about a warmer background state overall, then extreme event on this warmer background state will probably be more intense or more severe. And we found actually that the drought conditions have been exacerbated in the southeast due to recent higher temperatures. So it's not just the lack of rainfall, but because of higher air temperatures, we also see more evaporation and therefore a worsening of the drought.
Caroline Umenhofer is a fellow at the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre.